Hey folks, Matt with Printavo, and today we're going to talk about where to buy supplies. Now, there's a lot of the typical answers, which I usually often say as well, which is buy local. Aside from the fact that we should always try to shop local, there's a lot more to that. In this wonderful world that we're in, our world has gotten a lot smaller. So where traditionally we might have had to really only look local, now we can look pretty much nationwide, and we can build relationships with our supplier. That's really important to have in case oftentimes, maybe you have someone whose job is to make sure they're printing and also let you know when they're low on supplies. And they forget. They've run out of white ink, the most dreaded thing to have happen in a shop, right? So if you're lucky, you've developed a relationship with a shop down the road, you can call them and ask them to borrow some white ink. Now, sometimes you don't have that relationship, there isn't someone nearby, or they don't want to help. So it's really important to have that relationship so you can call your supplier and tell them what happened, and they can overnight you supplies. If it is local, they maybe can do a delivery, drop it off for you. Otherwise, you can really rely on those relationships for your online purchasing to get you what you need when you need it. So don't necessarily only pigeonhole yourself to local. Make sure you're working to build those relationships with multiple suppliers, multiple vendors, to make sure that you don't have any downtime to help your customers. So naturally the question there is, how do you build those relationships? Where do you begin, especially if you're starting off? I would definitely say make sure you're going to any screen printing shows that we have, if they come back anytime soon, of course, right? But going to those shows, although sometimes you might have a lot of people just trying to really force a sale, for the most part, it's a great place for a gathering where we can all just nerd out together and meet each other and develop relationships. On my sales side, it was a great place for me to meet new customers and work with them and build that relationship. Putting a face to a name and humanizing that is always much better. So when you do need something and they go, oh yes, I remember that person from the show, they're much more likely to work with you. So make sure you go to those shows. Now, in the meantime, when we don't have shows to go to, there's a lot of other places. So like I said, the world's gotten a lot smaller with the internet and technology. Go ahead and use them to your advantage. Reach out on Facebook. There's lots of really, really great Facebook forums and Instagram. Reach out to people, ask them. If you find a shop that you look up to and you admire, don't be afraid to drop them a DM and ask them, hey, where do you buy your supplies? I'm sure they'd be happy to let you know. And that way you can start developing the relationships with those shops and those suppliers to help make sure you've got what you need when you need it. So in my 6 years of selling supplies and equipment, I oftentimes had the O call, right? So they'd call and be like, I ran out of this, I need it right now. Well, maybe I didn't even have it as their supplier. Maybe we had just sold out and I was waiting for a shipment the next day. So I oftentimes had to take two competitors and make them become friends and kind of do IOUs. So I'd oftentimes try to help out because I had relationships with those people and I really was caring about their success. I would call another customer, let them know, hey, I've got another customer that I care about that ran out of a product that I know you have. Can I get that from you? And I'm gonna have them purchase the replacement in full. And I had to do that 3-4 times a week because unfortunately you get rush orders, you get sidetracked, and things happen. So that's a really good example about why it's really, really important to have good relationship with your vendor. Not just the local ones, but the online ones as well, because at the end of the day, when you really need them, having that relationship will come in handy. So just to wrap it up, when it comes to where to buy supplies, don't pigeonhole yourself into one answer. Go anywhere that has supplies that they can get to you and they have a relationship with you or are willing to make that relationship with you. Shopping local is good, but having a good relationship with your vendor is more important.